So I saw that, quickly after they were got out of the fair, they overtook one that was going before them, whose name was By-ends.
Hail, good fellow. What country from and whither bound?
I be from the city of Fair Speech, and bound on this sunny day for the Celestial City.
From Fair Speech? Can any good thing come from Fair Speech?
That you must judge for yourself. Was not the same said of Nazareth?
Then pray, sir, what may I call you?
I be a stranger to you, and you to me. If you be going this way, I shall be glad of your company. If not, I must be content to go it alone.
I have heard of this town, Fair Speech.
Many have.
I have heard tell that it is a wealthy place.
Aye, 'tis indeed. In fact, I have many a rich kindred there.
May I be so bold as to ask their names?
Certainly. I am related to nearly the entire town. But the most notable among them are my lord Timeserver, my lord Fairspeech, from whose ancestors that town first took its name, also Mr. Smoothman, Mr. Facing Both Ways, Mr. Anything, and the parson of our parish, Mr. Two Tongues, who is my uncle.
My, quite a list you have made.
Aye, distinguished men, all of them. And I myself am become a gentleman of good quality as well.
Are you a married man?
Aye, to a very virtuous woman, the daughter of a virtuous woman. She was my Lady Feining's daughter. Therefore, she came of a very honorable family, and is arrived to such a fine pitch of breeding that she knows how to get along well with all, even from the peasant to the prince.
And be ye trained up in matters of religion?
But of course. A very important part of our lives it is, too. But from the stricter sort, we do seem to differ in two small points.
What are they?
First, we never strive against wind and tide. Secondly, we are always most zealous for religion when he goes in his silver slippers.
Indeed?
Ah, yes. We love very much to walk with him in the street if the sun shines, as it does today, and the people applaud him.
Then Christian stepped a little aside to his friend Hopeful.
It runs in my mind that we have gotten company with a man named By-ends. If it indeed be he, then we have got in our midst as foul a knave as there is in all of these parts.
Then ask him. Methinks he should not be ashamed of his name.
Sir, you talk as if you knew something more than all the world doth. And if I take not my mark amiss, your name is Mr. By-ends of Fair Speech.
Nay, this is not my name.
No?
No, albeit it is a nickname given to me by some that cannot abide my good company. 'Tis a cross that I must bear, I suppose.
But did you never give men an occasion to call you by this name?
Never, never. The worst thing I ever did was to have the good luck to be able to anticipate religious trends and to be able to realize some goodly gains thereby.
Aha! I thought you were the man. And I must confess that I fear that this name doth more properly belong to you than you be willing to confess.
Well, if this is where your prejudice doth lead you, I cannot help it. But if you allow me the pleasure of your company, you will find that I am quite pleasant to travel with.
If you will go with us, you must go against the wind and tide.
That goes against my opinion.
So I thought. You must also confess religion in his rags, as well as when in his silver slippers.
No.
Yes, and also when he be bound by irons, as well as when he walketh the streets with applause.
Stop trying to lord it over me. Let every man be convinced in his own mind, and let me go along with you.
Not one step farther. Unless you are able to go against the wind and to confess religion when in rags.
I will never desert my old principles, since they are both harmless to others and profitable to myself. If you will not have my company, I shall wait for someone who will. Adieu.